The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Nev Thelian.
Alright, so when last we left our protagonists, you had all spent the night on the beach again outside Tristan's hut, and he has sort of leveraged his favor with Kellen to go and see if you can, you know, get that pesky sister to leave alone that Sky Island where all of his lovely tea is growing.
So it sounds to me like the DM is pissed off that we beat his last thing, so now we need to go back and fight it again because he's leveled him up.
No, the fact that we got away from his last thing and didn't fight it.
We run like the brave, brave folks we are.
Brave, brave Sir Robin?
Okay. I should probably look at spells.
After our last couple of encounters, I've started prepping on rolling up a new character already.
Wow. You need to roll up a new character. I can bring you back, Craig.
Oh, okay.
I mean...
Wait a minute, you're not
Craig,
the cleric.
Craig.
Yeah, oh.
Not the way you want, Craig.
Bring you back? You won't know about it, but you'll be back.
Okay. Yes, looking at spells. So does your sister have, like, a dungeon or lots of horrible monsters? Or is this going to be, like, a knock on the door and please leave kind of thing?
Well, we already talked about that.
I've drank since then.
Well, I imagine she should be, well, fairly amenable if, you know.
Right, but is there a way to sneak or to get through the fire elementals without having to kill all of them for her to get to talk to her? It seems like a bad conversation starter to kill the minions.
Well, they're just elementals.
So no.
Just elementals.
What? What? Is there something wrong?
You got a bunch of those hanging around too? Or is she just better at this than you?
Oh, snap.
They're replaceable.
Hmm?
They're replaceable.
I'm really not an elemental type wizard, fellas.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. I thought I had some like elemental... type.
You're turning worse on elementals, but... I believe.
Oh, does it? That would be awesome.
Yeah, I think so, but I thought I had some spells, but let me double check that. I think you're right.
Everybody can fly, right?
Kinda, yeah. I've got a broom to ride.
More or less.
Well, I'm trying to decide if I should remove Featherfall from my list.
Oh, no, because I can still lose my broom. Featherfall is not a bad thing to have.
I know, but there are other things that I could use, is all I was saying. I've got some nice first level spells, but I'd like to free up some stuff for some other thing if I can.
Dave, I thought that I left my game on.
I was just going to say, I do like this music.
It's from the game I'm playing.
It's from Divinity.
Oh.
Cody, if you would like, I can keep Featherfall prepped so you can have something else.
I don't know if it's going to make a huge difference. I'm just wanting to look at things that I can do, knowing that we're going up against elementals.
Right.
Hmm. I'm also clicking back and forth to check everybody's levels.
Banishment is a good thing with elementals.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to change for that one.
For your reference, it's still raining and, you know, 80 degrees and extremely muggy.
Your channel divinity, Troy, as an action, you present your holy symbol in one celestial, elemental, fae, or fiend of your choice that is within 30 feet of you must make a wisdom saving throw.
Nice.
I don't think you'll be able to banish these with that, but...
Yeah, they're probably a higher credit rating.
Yeah. Credit rating.
Who was that? Is that Matt's thing?
No, well, I mean, I think Matt... I mean, I've been doing it the last sessions. Okay.
That is a thing that Matt would do.
I don't even know if Matt would know what a credit rating is, though, like in tabletop. Has he played enough to really...
I don't know that he's played enough Call of Cthulhu or Delta Green.
Yeah, he probably hasn't.
He was always really excited when he finally got to play Delta Green.
Then he didn't even finish the session.
All right, so Kellen's preparing spells.
Yeah.
Is Rook also... Are you also prepared, Caster?
I am.
Okay, so you're also getting your stuff together. Actually, you're all prepared casters, except for Nushka, who casts Fist.
Kind of cool what I like with this. I don't know if it's a 5e thing or if it's... Well, no, it is a 5e thing, because I saw it with some of the other classes, that you have some perma-prepared spells that don't count against your prepared limit.
Yeah.
Based on your class.
Yeah, most some classes have something like that.
Yeah, it's basically similar to domain spells and that sort of thing.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm going to take that spell. I'm not even going to tell you all what it is. I probably better read the spell so it does what I think it does before I go, I do this, Dave. And you're like, it doesn't actually do that. Rule of cool.
Wizards are the only ones who prepare spells that actually don't get that.
Correct. So, Dave, do we ever decide what we do in terms of material components that in the book are listed as having monies? We've had this argument several times.
If they are cheap, then they can, you know, you can just use your focus.
How cheap is cheap?
I think rules, there is a certain number for rules as written. I can't remember what it is.
Rule of cool, Dave. Say, rule of cool.
I will say under 25 gold. If it's 25 or more, you need the thing.
Get f***ed me. Okay, never mind. I'm not preparing that spell. I guess I'll just need to find
what spell was it? And how much was the component?
Never you mind. It was more than that.
Some spells are expensive, yes.
To be fair, if I'm honest, on my entire spell list, which is extensive, there's only one thing that would be under that limit.
I feel like rules as written, the number's actually even lower, like 5 gold or something.
Rules as written is bullshit. Because identify is 100, magic circle's 100.
Oh, hey, well, the thing to remember about identify is that's not a expended focus.
Yeah, you just have to hang on to that whatever it is.
Yeah, it's a pearl for identify, but as long as you've got that pearl, you can use it an infinite number of times.
By the way, Dave, just because I've been preparing another character does not mean I am eager for Rook to die or anything.
No worries.
Would it make you feel better if we said that we weren't either? I mean...
Aww.
All right.
Episode 6, The Return of the Cody.
Yeah, no shit. Okay. I'm good on my spells whenever we want to flip this over to a battle nap and battle map and do all those things.
A battle nap, which is basically in the plot of Inception.
So if I prep absorb elements, which gives you resistance to a damage type and has you deal damage back of the same type, like that's good on the defensive, but that doesn't necessarily help against elementals because don't they have...
Yes, they're not going to take fire damage.
Right.
Or they shouldn't.
It's a weird spell.
It will give you resistance, but you could also just use the resistance cantrip. Well, I don't know if you have it.
I do not.
Once you hit level 10, you can start swapping out cantrips, right?
I believe I can just change a cantrip every level. Maybe, I'm not sure if that's the when it was Unearthed Arcana or...
That's kind of usual for... That's not an entirely unusual, unheard of thing, I guess I should say.
Yeah, artificers have a good relationship with cantrips.
But everybody else's are pretty much set, aren't they?
Yeah, once you take them, you have them.
Okay.
It's not in that book. I thought it was in that book. Sorry, okay. Craig brought up a good point, and I don't know if I want to take Absorb Elements. I'll take Absorb Elements, or I'll take something else. Well, because I can pop it at much higher levels if I wanted to.
Yeah, in the non-UA version, in the version I'm using of the Artificer, you can swap one cantrip every time you level up.
But I thought that there was a thing at level 10. What is your level 10 ability?
Level 10 is you can attune up to 4 magic items, and if you craft a magic item with rarity of common or uncommon, it takes you a quarter of the time and half as much gold.
Do you guys want to try to, like, capture one of these elementals?
I love where you're going with that, but I wonder why you're going there.
For science!
Is it just because?
I'm just saying. Sort of.
I mean, just because is a perfectly valid reason. Because
I have planar binding, but we would need an hour to do that.
Well, let's leave our options on the table.
Well, I'm trying to decide what I'm keeping and getting rid of. We probably don't need teleportation circle for this moment, right?
You always have that prepared, don't you?
Yeah, is that
Oh, you're right. I think you're right.
It's a domain spell?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right. Both of those, actually. Okay.
Along with Arcane Eye, Liam's Secret Chest, Dispel Magic, Magic Circle, Magic Weapon, Nistel's Magic Aura, Detect Magic, and Magic Missile.
Huh. All right, let's kill shit.
Flying up to the Skyland.
I don't know why you just don't call it an Earth Moat, but I appreciate Skyland.
I'm not I kind of like the term Earth Moat. What are you talking about? Moat as in MOTE?
Correct.
Or okay. Well, it's much larger than a moat, because like you think of like dust moat, which is tiny.
Oh no, Skyland's got a nice ring to it.
I like it. Anyway, do any of you need to use spells to fly upwards, or are you all using items?
Items.
I think they're all items, right? Yeah, Cody and I have boots, and Craig and Jeff have brooms.
He upgraded it from a D200 to a D like 5000, so he just wants to make sure he's making us roll the right thing.
Wait, so Cody, how do you get up?
Flying boots.
You have boots as well. Okay.
Yeah, I have a broom. Craig has a broom.
I'm using shit force as well.
When we're not, but before we get up actually to the island.
Okay.
But when we're a small, moderate distance away, I would like to cast Skyrite.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. in a position where hopefully the, I don't know if person's the correct term, the entity
the entity that we're known as attempting
to, right, the entity that we're attempting to speak to might be able to see it. And I'd like to write something along the lines of...
Do keep in mind it's raining. Does that affect the spell?
It says, create 10 words made of cloud in a part of sky you can see.
The whole sky is cloud right now.
Oh.
I mean, you could probably like make it darker cloud or something, you know, to make it stand out.
It'd be really cool if you could do it below the cloud line so that when it lights up with lightning behind it, you can see it.
Oh, that'd be neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do it with like darker cloud or something.
If you're drawing dick butt or something, I can use dancing lights to highlight it.
So I want to say Tristan sent us to talk, don't want to fight. And the I in fight can be a dick butt.
So you're sending this to his sister then, theoretically, Larissa.
Right. I'm hoping if she sees it that she'll call off the elementals and we can just chat.
Sounds okay. Good, but you didn't actually begin it with the preface that you're supposed to in this universe, which is, hey, bro.
Hey, bro.
That takes up two of your letters. You got eight left.
So as you're flying up, you may notice Rook muttering off to the side in the casting, and then up above, billowing clouds of, like, the dark storm variety, as opposed to the current sky, which is just sort of a slate gray with steady rain coming down. These dark clouds form into shapes, you know, each like, you know, a few hundred feet long as they stretch across the sky.
Nice.
So I would suggest to the group that we, you know, give it a few minutes to see if she notices.
I use dancing lights to make it look like an old school movie marquee. They just chase around the message.
Now showing.
Nothing like announcing our arrival.
Thunder wave. Can you really imagine anyone in this party doing anything stealthily? Like, I feel like I have the best option to do so, and I'm not going to be good at it.
Inari could.
Yeah,
Jeff, we get it. She was awesome.
I know, but I just got to keep saying it.
Maybe you shouldn't have lawyered her to death, Jeff.
The next question is, what angle you're approaching the Skyland from? Are you coming up the same way you did last time, like to the front of the fortress?
Do we have a map of said Skyland?
I could provide one, yes.
He wants us to make blind decisions so that we make poor ones. Was it going to show us the map?
Well, I just moved
everything. I mean, we could be well informed. I say we could be well informed. We're still going to make a poor decision.
I just moved any potential creatures to different layer. So right now you're just seeing it as you remember it, essentially.
I believe from Dave's perspective, it's more like we are accurately informed.
So
whether that's non-informed or...
How do I ping again, Dave?
If you hold down, click and hold down.
I mean, I would think we would want to not come tool. Up the same side as that Stonehenge.
Yeah, that's where you came up last time. Dolmens, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
As for you, south. Troy.
No, they weren't. They were Menhirs, weren't they?
Menhir. Dolmen.
Oh, okay. You'd think I'd have that down by now.
I don't even know where the hell that came about from, but we've used it a lot. I say it in common talk now, like people know. We can fly. I just like to point this out. Like,
yeah,
we can fly. Why don't we just go right here? Like, she's going to be there, right?
Well, I want to come up above and right, actually though. Look down and see what's running around.
I fly. Okay.
Why don't we go, like, up above, like, near the message, so if she's can see the message, she can see we're the ones that are sending it, and we can scope the area out at the same time.
So not only are we announcing our presence, we're, like, making ourselves a fucking target in the sky.
How long
we can do Skywrite,
how long does Skywrite last?
Concentration for 1 hour.
Okay. So you've already given it a few minutes, and you want to fly up above?
Yeah, I mean, let's fly another 100 feet above it or something. Wait, spell range is usually 120 feet. I'll fly 121 feet above.
Unless it's a fireball, and then you're still within the 20-foot radius.
You think someone who summons fire elementals and I have written down as fire skeleton would cast fireballs? Don't be daft, man.
All right, so as you fly up above, I'll leave your tokens where they are for now because we can move them later to wherever you want them to actually be. And at the moment, you're just above in any case. So looking down from above, you see somewhere upwards of a half dozen or so elementals roaming about the Skyland, seemingly without purpose, like just sort of ambling about, leaving trails of scorched grass behind them.
Are they flying?
They're just sort of like, no, it's almost more like a prairie fire where they're just sort of like going through the grass.
Okay.
When you guys were preparing spells, did any of you prepare tongues?
Yes.
I don't have.
Yes? Good.
I can comprehend languages as a ritual, but I don't have tongues.
That lets you understand. That doesn't let you communicate.
I understand that, but if I understand
tongues
what they're saying...
Tongues will let Troy to speak primordial and maybe walk up and say, hey, bro, we're here to see your boss.
If I do a quick flyover, sort of the... I don't know if you can actually see me moving my thing, but sort of thusly...
Yep.
Just kind of wee, yes. Kind of swirling around a little bit. Do I see anything crazy happening? And actually, if we're taking the time, what is the range on that? Oh, it's 30 feet. Never mind.
You could go ahead and make a perception check.
Ooh, that's a thing. Poor perception. Perception. That'd be a gentleman 6.
Okay. Your attention is mostly pulled by the different elementals wheeling around. And otherwise the fort appears much as you left it with, you know, the exception of one pulled up bush.
The map seems to show a solid top on the top of this battlement in the center of the fort. Is that correct? Or is there a hatch or something to go down in?
The part of the side of that tower is collapsed inwards.
Okay. Does it
so
look...
So the top of the tower is a sort of precarious...
Gotcha. But it's not like it's a used observation platform or anything, then?
Nothing appears to be on the tower.
So as we're flying around, do we see any place that looks inhabited?
How about the rest of you go ahead and make perception checks as well?
Someone who can actually roll well. Is this anything, Dave?
Which what?
I can't tell if that's just a shadow texture or not.
That would be a, you know, a crack in the top of the tower.
Okay. It almost looks like a... I don't know what it looks like.
I rolled a 20 on perception.
Okay.
22.
14.
Okay. So, Let's see here. Nushka and Alec. As the two, as you're all sort of like wheeling around in the sky, the two of you get to such an angle that you are able to see into the side of that ruined tower a little bit. And at just the right angle as you're flying by, you are able to see a creature sitting in like a rocking chair sort of thing with their feet up. And they appear to be holding a book.
I will communicate that to those that who did not see.
Thanks. So while I am in favor of going the diplomatic route, I just had an idea that in case we need to do some fire battling, we are essentially an air squadron right now, and we could totally do fighter bombing tactics.
Meow.
Neither one of you have the spell message, do you?
What about sending?
Well, I was going to ask about sending next, but message would do the job.
I don't have either prepared. I'm not sure if I have them.
Message is a cantrip.
Correct. That's why I was going with message, because sending, it says, with a creature with which you are familiar, and I don't know if that Dave is going to account someone we see in a window as someone we are familiar with.
My cantrips are mending and spare the dying.
The barbarian gets tired of the magical debate and flies into the side of the tower.
Okay.
You only got there because I didn't get there yet, Jeff. Just wanted to see if there was a sending first or a message.
In the back of the tower, sort of tucked as far away from the opening as possible, see that the figure in that chair is indeed rather skeletal. There are bony fingers holding the book open. But it appears to be wearing quite nice red robes with like gold thread embroidery in nice like flame shapes.
What color were Tristan's robes?
Blue.
Da-bu-dee-da-bu-da.
Like a teal. Yeah.
For the audience at home that can't see, this enemy has an actual health bar.
Hmm. Shouldn't be able to see that.
I get that
still
feel.
Full.
I was going to say, yeah, we may not be able to see it. I get that sense when you walk into the boss room and then you see that lovely, like, Mega Man X from back in the day gauge fill and it's like six times longer than yours. Yeah.
After seeing Nushka fly in there, I'm just going to watch the area to see if any fire elementals noticed and begin pursuit of Nushka.
Okay. As you are flying in, yes, the elementals inside the fort, there's a couple of them, do immediately start making a beeline in. But Nushka, you have like a round's worth if you want to do something or say something.
Greetings, ma'am.
Sort of turns in her chair, looks over.
Don't assume gender, Jeff.
Huh?
Don't assume gender.
He did say sister, right?
He did say that, yes.
Yes, but we don't know that. Did you investigate the pelvis to see if she had wide hips in life?
Your brother asked us to come by and have a chat with you.
Okay. As the two elementals are rushing in from the sides, sort of stands up and holds out a hand to them, and they sort of just pause about 10 or 15 feet away from you. And she says, "Oh, really? And who are you exactly? And words about what?"
There are a lot of questions. Which one do you want us to answer first?
Is Kellen actually there with me?
I assume so.
Okay.
Jeff is trying to wish me away.
Oh, no. I just realized that your portrait was there right next to mine. I didn't realize you'd moved it.
Oh yeah, I shouldn't have this power.
Can I cast silence on a much more smaller area?
If you were a sorcerer?
Well, I'm Nushka. My friend here actually owed your brother a favor and he asked us to come up and have words with you. I don't know what the situation is. I don't know what the situation is between you and your brother, but he asked that you pick another spot to settle in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he says he likes the tea up here.
To be able to tell me where to settle.
Oh, no, he asked us to come up and ask nicely, which is what I'm trying to do.
Well, why? This is a perfectly nice fortress, and he wasn't here.
No, but this is where he likes to pick his tea.
Oh, it's fucking tea. Ugh. Seriously? This is about tea?
Can I get a general description of the room? Is there anything going on in here besides her and the rocking chair, or is that basically it?
So it's sort of pulled over into the corner. There's an old, rotting wooden crate that she was using as a footstool. And there's a fairly large satchel sort of leaning against the side of the chair. But otherwise, the room is fairly bare. And it looks like she's most likely in here just to stay out of the rain.
I will just float into the room then and kind of set myself off to the side and look around.
So she had said this was that, you know, she was complaining about this being about tea.
Yeah, I'm just here to deliver the message. It's up to you whether... Well, no, he actually did ask us to make sure that this happened, didn't he? Was this come up and deliver the message, or was this make sure she's gone?
Well,
I remember it being just ask her to leave. I don't know. I don't recall that he asked us to make sure that she left, but that's my remembrance.
I mean, he assumed that we wouldn't be able to make her leave. So,
was it more like observe and see if she does, as opposed to make her?
Well,
I'll come down, land okay. Next to Nushka as well, and I'll just say maybe you'd like to go down and talk to him yourself.
No, I really wouldn't. But there is the question of fine. If I were to leave here, where would I go, and what's in it for me? Does he have an?
I don't know.
Offer?
What kind of place are you looking for?
Well, somewhere out of this damned rain for a start.
I hear there's a super sweet temple not far away. We're headed there.
Don't do that.
Yes, but the residents might come back and then I'll have to go through this exact same thing all over again.
Troy, you asked for magical items to help us on our quest. What if she is a magical item that will help us on our quest?
Just bring an army of fire elementals with us.
Dave would be pissed. It'd be great.
Nice try.
I'm gonna try.
Well, I suppose.
I'm sorry, you mentioned about that temple. Sorry, you said the inhabitants coming back?
Well, if they did, I would have to have this whole conversation all over again with different people.
Yeah, but we're gonna be way cooler than them.
Well, if you said you were going there anyway, maybe come back and tell me whether or not it is, in fact, usable, and if you think it's likely that the former residents will return.
You going to hang out here until then?
Oh, certainly. I'm not going anywhere just because Tristan wants his precious tea.
He did say that he would love to sit down and have lunch with you sometime. You should. Oh, he would really like
that. Sounds like a lie. That sounds like a lie.
It may not be a lie.
Sibling relationships, man.
Oh. So we're getting in that classic quandary where you have to do a favor for a person to take care of a favor that does a favor for another favor for a fucking dragon favor.
Hey, if you hadn't gotten off the goddamn boat, we'd be done right now.
I was helping you, as I recall.
I was back on the boat.
Also, fuck it. I cast Fireball. Now what are you going to do, Jeff?
Fly away.
Dave, what's her name again?
Larissa.
With an L? Okay.
La 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 Larissa.
Maybe Larissa can explain it all about the temple.
Are you asking her?
Yes. You mentioned inhabitants. But who exactly inhabited the temple?
Oh, some sort of monks or some shit like that. I don't know. I've never met them. Those sorts like their own, you know, isolation and that sort of thing.
But just like regular monks, not like culty monks or anything like that.
Not that I know. I never exactly had theological discussions with them. I didn't see them carting up a whole bunch of helpless peasants to sacrifice, if that's what you mean.
Okay.
Were these elves, human, tieflings?
I believe a good deal of Arakokra.
Oh, okay. Fuck. Davis plan for the flying.
You seem to think, yeah, you seem to think that they're not there.
I heard they left months ago. Again, haven't been keeping tabs on them. Don't actually care.
Okay, so you would.
Well, we kind of do care since you're going to send us there.
I wasn't sending you there. You said you were going there.
Well, but we're you scouting are in, for you, so.
But you are interested in the temple.
You offered it up as a possibility.
Yeah, I did.
If it turns out to be viable, I would be happy to consider it.
Okay.
But until then, not, I'm staying here and Tristan can deal with it.
If not, what should we keep an eye out for? What are you looking for?
Somewhere out of this damned rain. Somewhere a little, you know, a little nicer. A built structure would be nice. Not a damp cave.
Okay.
Do you have any magical items that would assist us on our quest?
Damn it.
Can we borrow an elemental or two?
I mean, to be fair, we are upgrading your living conditions, hopefully. We are known to be destructive as well, so it may be in the same shape that your current temple is.
It looks like you can already fly, so I think you're probably set.
What about teleport?
What about it? You don't need to teleport. It's barely 30 miles away.
Oh, I thought it was farther than that.
Oh,
30 miles is a long way.
Ask him what direction.
We already know what direction, because the dragon already told us where it was.
Okay.
I
thought we only knew the general vicinity.
No, we saw it or something. We know roughly where it is. It's like northwest of Tristan's.
Tristan also gave you a direction. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's head for the monastery.
I guess that's a no on the magical items then.
She does not seem particularly inclined to acquiesce to your quest.
Fireball.
Dave's going, I already gave y'all a shit ton of gold and magical items as it is.
But then we don't get any of the free ones. What better way would it be than for him to offer us a cursed magical item?
Don't give
Cody, I find it hilarious that you're asking for magical items when you're super stingy with them when you deep.
1,000% I am. Look at what it does. It breaks the goddamn game.
No, it doesn't. You know, so I'm right about to finish up my other campaign, which is currently at level 20. They have bags of holding full of random magical item shit that they have collected over more than 2 years, and they, like, hardly use half of it.
Yeah. I never minded giving out random magical stuff and out of the abyss, because half the time you guys never used it, or I used it to screw you guys over.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to this temple then. Something needs to be fought.
Okay, so
or puzzle solved or something.
It is about 30 miles away, so likely it will take you more than a day's worth of travel to get there.
Okay, we'll stop in real quick and let Tristan know what's going on.
Okay, so you're flying.
We are dealing with it. We're trying to find her someplace else to go. You don't by chance know any other places around here we could check out for her, do you?
Ugh, this is desperately complicated for something that should be so simple. But of course, she would make things complicated. Oh, goodness.
If it's so simple, fly your happy ass up there and ask her to leave yourself.
Wouldn't make a difference if I asked or you asked. Ugh.
Well,
yeah, she didn't seem inclined to come hang out with you or anything, because I kind of invited her down for you.
You what? Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he invited her down. She invited her down.
Well, if she comes, she better bring tea, or she's not getting any.
Because you're out.
Got your whole bush.
Well, yes, and that'll last, what, 2 weeks at most?
I don't know why you just don't.
Your problem.
If the tea grows up there, why don't you just transplant it down here?
Well, that's far up. I don't know. It's too high up. I don't like this.
I just brought you a bush.
And?
Transplant it.
Do I look like a farmer to you?
I'll do it for him.
You're like a skeleton. I don't know if you were a farmer before, you know, you and you had meat.
Craig.
I don't remember, honestly.
Was one of your other characters going to be a druid? Because I can take care of your current character if you want.
I'll grab the bush and go out and start digging to plant it.
Okay. Tristan won't stop you and will just sort of like look on and make a couple bemused and slightly denigrating comments. So you plant the bush. Tristan doesn't really have anything else to tell you about the temple, but does, like, reaffirm its location and, like, can point it out to you on a map. And as you set off in that direction... presumably flying, because it's much easier than tramping through soaked jungle.
I don't know, because we'll have Pipsqueak now, right?
That's true. Do you, if you do want to bring Pipsqueak and Claw?
We probably should.
Yeah, we. I guess we can. Yeah.
You know, it just occurred to me. I could just, like, rip Claw's limbs off and break him apart into parts, stick the parts in the bag of holding, pull him out to wherever we get, and then cast Mending.
You're not wrong. Although, doesn't mending only work if they're still alive for healing?
Yeah, I'd have to...
Otherwise you have to use a spell slot to bring it back.
Yeah, I'd have to tear him apart without killing him.
That seems a little at odds.
Do just enough damage.
Just a flesh wound.
How much does Pipsqueak weigh?
Quite a bit.
Okay.
Like, for reference, an adult, like, Bengal tiger weighs like 600 pounds.
Okay.
And I'm betting that Pipsky's a bit larger than that.
Yeah,
probably that's closer to 1,000.
I mean, I think that we at least consider walking.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, theoretically, if we get the thing, we can send to her, she can come here, we're done with the skeleton twins, and then theoretically we could rest a day and Troy could teleportation circle us the fuck out of here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what we find in the monastery, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, that assumes we survive the monastery, which is always a question for us. But assuming we do, we don't need to go back to either of the twins.
Could be.
Where the fuck is... What's the goddamn hand spell I need to take?
Guiding Hand?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
it. Oh, that one.
Yep, I did prepare it. I quickly redid my spells.
You don't need to prepare it.
Yeah, I do. It's not a ritual.
No, you don't. I thought it was.
Nope. Not unless Dave's spreadsheet is wrong.
For what?
Guiding Hand. He's saying it's a ritual. It's not showing up as a ritual on my sheet.
I don't know. Check the book. The book's always the final authority.
Dave's the one who made a mistake.
Quite possible.
It's not in the book. Before. Yes. Guiding Hand is a ritual.
There you go.
Override your silly list.
There's a link to it in the chat.
All right, then we need to... You need to update that, because when I put it in as a ritual, it breaks your sheet.
Okay.
All right, well, I'll put this in another spell then.
All right, well, while you're doing that, on your two-day march through hot, muggy, bug-infested jungle over not the kindest terrain... it does go up and down quite a bit because the mountainous sort of areas are running down to the coast. And so it's a lot of hilly terrain that is not made any easier by the rain. As you travel, though, you realize you've learned some shit. You feel like you're in a better place now than you were a few weeks ago, and you level up.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Really?
I mean, it's cool and all.
I mean, it's awesome, but now we gotta level up.
Oh man, I'm so sorry for you.
I'm just...
Why don't you guys shut the hell up?
Is this like a I don't want to grow up, I'm a Toys R Us kid moment?
We have to make our characters better. Oh.
Right. Okay. So after a couple days of hiking through, and I should update my calendar to make sure that I remember when things happen.
Because we're totally not on a clock, guys.
Hmm? I just hadn't heard whether you were good to go, Craig.
Yeah.
Okay.
The weather those days are identical, where it's still muggy, still raining. So on the last day of Frostdire, which is February, you are arriving at the Sky Temple, for which I am going to share a link for a piece of reference art, which I'll put in Roll20. And for those who don't have the art in front of them, it is a big chunk of rock floating up in the sky with several long tendrils of vines connecting it to other nearby floating skylands. And there is trees and moss and greenery growing up all along the top and also the sides of most of this this island, Skyland, Earth Moat. And set into the sides of it are a couple carved entrances right in the side of the rock that look like they've just been carved straight from the rock that's making up the whole thing.
Should we be able to see this in Roll 20?
I posted a link to it.
Oh, never mind.
Great.
Sorry, I didn't realize what you're doing. Got it.
And so it looks like there's two entrances to the place. One of them facing eastward towards the sunshine, and another one in more in shadow.
Split the party. Split the party.
Although you see plenty of like birds and other stuff and wheeling about, there's a few monkeys you can see jumping around. Otherwise, it looks as you see it.
Yeah, sky monkeys.
Sky monkeys.
Did we have any indication that this was going to be a sky temple?
I don't think so.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that was mentioned right from the start.
Yeah. And then when she mentioned it was an Arakocra temple. Yeah.
I mean, it made sense for it to be. It could have been on a plateau.
I forgot to have Craig roll for Mild Magic when he cast Skyrite.
Well, that's right.
Whoops. A little late now.
And Cody's dancing lights around it, too.
Dancing lights is a cantrip. Do we determine that cantrips do it?
Cantrips don't seem to trip it.
Okay.
And I think we also determined that rituals don't either.
It seems that way.
Okay. Otherwise, I've been using Guiding Hand for the last several days to help us find the shortest path, which is a ritual.
Okay.
Based on Jeff's
Guiding
link.
Hand has not been triggering the wibbliness.
I mean, I did cast Skyrite as a ritual.
Oh. Well. Okay, then.
This picture's really detailed. So
good piece of art.
It is. So we want to fly up there, or?
That is up to you. How do you?
No, I was going to ask it to come down.
I mean, Grandma's really strong. Maybe she can just pull on the vines.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Which side are we going
on? Trying to figure out how you're going to get up there.
I fly up there.
Okay. Are the rest of you flying goodbye up to there? Kellen. Have fun storming the castle.
Somebody's got to go first.
You know, since we're not going to just discuss it, we'll go ahead and just fly up there willy-nilly.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have to fly up there anyway. As you pointed out, it's a sky temple.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to get Pipsqueak up there in an easy manner.
Mm-hmm. Each of us tie a rope to an appendage.
Yeah. This is a DM saying, "Fuck your mount, Jeff."
Very useful in some situations.
Yeah, I just fly up there and see what those entrances look like. In the art, it looks like there are these satellite skylands. Are they actually there, or is that just in the reference art?
Yeah, they're there. They're not close. They're several hundred feet away. Does Rook want to try and tear apart Claw? Or are you going to save that for another time?
Dismantle. Use the term dismantle.
Dismantle.
It's more friendly sounding.
Okay, well,
I'm tearing off your legs, but I'm doing it gently.
I figure that if I'm aware enough, you know, if I know how to put Claw together, I think I would know how to somewhat safely take him apart.
This does seem logical, yes. But are you leaving Claw on the ground for now or not?
No, I'm going to start the dismantling process.
Okay.
Putting him in the back of Holden.
Bibsky can speak for herself now. Does she want to try and figure out a way up there, or do you want to wait down here?
If you have a way for me to fly, I will go. Otherwise, it seems a little lot of trouble.
I'll turn to Bibsky.
Well, I think we have a way, whether or not Cody wants to, you know.
I changed my spells. I don't have polymorph set up, if that's what you're asking.
You know, I mean, I have fly as a spell. I could, as we're traveling, you know, if you guys want me to prep that for the day and cast that on Pipsqueak, I could. It's 10-minute concentration. One creature can fly 60 feet per round.
It'd probably take you about a minute and a half or so to fly up to it.
What about Tensor's floating disc?
It has to stay 3 feet from the ground.
Yeah, it hovers.
But yeah, like, if we knew we were going to go up to a flying temple, and we knew that Pipsqueak was going to be an issue.
Yeah, it's the morning of the day right now. See?
Yeah, so if y'all, I can cast Fly on Pipsqueak.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
I cast Stone Shape, and so the floating disc is always over the stone. That flies with us. Right?
No, you just, you just have to hold it. You just levitate upwards holding it.
Yeah.
That makes a hella cool entrance.
That works.
So anyway, I want to fly up and take a look at those entrances. All
right, so you're all flying up, right?
Yes.
And including Pipsqueak?
Yeah, I will stow the broom and ride Pipsqueak.
Okay. In that case, which of the two entrances do you want to head towards? The sunward one or the one in shade?
Do we see any activity from either one?
No.
No? Okay. Let's go for the shaded one.
Okay. As you fly up to the entrance, you can see that that there's a little jut of rock out in front of the doorway, which is about 20, 25 feet or so, like a ledge there in front of it. The doors themselves are like, each door is like 10 feet wide, large wood with banded metal and a big, like engraved metal handle. The door on the right is broken down.
I'd like to fly close and use Wand of Magic Detection, particularly on the landing pad.
Okay. That ledge appears to be just solid stone.
I will land.
Little bits of grass growing up from cracks and some dirt. Okay. So as you set down upon it, here's your view.
Oh, nice.
Promise not to f*** with my character. Dave didn't hide all the layers, though, because I saw something poking out of the darkness there. Hello! Echo!
I'm sorry, did we decide to go on the dark or light side?
The shaded side.
Is that like a giant elephant statue or something? You also have a... There's a thing here. I don't know if I'm supposed to be seeing this thing here.
I wonder what's going on with your character. Has sight. When I look at what your character should be seeing... It looks right.
All I can tell you is that there's something definitely sitting here, and it does not look good.
Maybe try reloading the page.
I mean, if I'm supposed to see it, great. But if not, I won't describe it to everyone else. I'm guessing the way you're reacting, I shouldn't be seeing it. So
I can see it as well. I think it's line of sight from what, Nushka or something.
Oh, do different people have permission to control Nushka, maybe? That could be it. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. You all have permission to control all tokens because of, I think because of how we had it set up before.
Because I'm imagining if it's
when we all swapped brains?
Yeah.
No, from when we're, you know, in the same room.
Ah.
Well, I definitely don't see that big
scary
Nushka thing.
Okay, so Nushka can say, oh, shit, that looks like a griffin.
Yeah, there does seem to be one in a nest that is sort of poking up its head. That's sort of poking up its head as you land there, and then there's a screech in your direction.
Hello!
Just updating your tokens, make sure that you all have... Okay, I think that's right.
Given the screech, I'm gonna prep for combat.
Yes, in fact, it's probably a good time to roll initiative.
Well, that's lame.
Does Pipsqueak act on your initiative, Nushka, or not?
If I'm using her as a mount, that's how we've been doing it.
Okay, and you currently are, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, good. That's what I was trying to figure out. How do I get the...
That's pretty good.
What the hell? Why are your macros not showing up? Foolish Griffin.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, I know why. That's why.
Holy crap, is my vision really that shit? That's annoying. I guess there is a door here, isn't there? That's probably why I can't see.
There is a door there, yes.
Okay.
Alec, Nushka, initiative?
I don't know if you care, but I'm pretty sure I'm also seeing the enemy's turn orders as well as you enter them, Dave.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
All right, so we're all on there. Kellen is up first, and here's a screech.
Is there any light at all in there?
Yeah, there's sunlight coming in.
Okay, it's just I can't see it.
Right, there's this big door in front of you.
Right, 5, 10, 15, 20. Can I tell what that is at that angle?
That appears to be another griffin, a larger one.
A larger one?
So the one that's sitting in the nest over here appears to be probably some sort of baby sort of griffin. This one over here looks more on the adult side.
25.
And just to describe in general what you're seeing, there's a big chamber that's fairly open with a large statue sitting at one end of it, the way you might see in a temple. It appears to be made of bronze, except that this statue has both of its arms broken off. There's an axe that was probably attached to one of the arms that's like laying in front of it. The statue's head is likewise knocked off and is like in front of what appears to be a doorway, and like completely blocking that door. To the statue's right is a large, like 20-foot wide nest made of bracken and twigs and leaves and all sorts of various stuff.
Nice.
And then on the right, on the southerly part of the room, there's a colonnade that sort of goes along one side, and it appears that there's a hallway that goes down past it. And then to the north, of the room is a hallway that sunlight is streaming in.
Okay. Now I'm going to cheat ever so slightly, Dave, since I can't get vision here. I move up against the wall and I think I'll target this one here, but I can't see in terms of range. It's a pretty long distance to the other one, right? I mean, between the two, cause I would have been able to judge a rough distance between.
Yeah. It's like a 45 distance between the two.
Gotcha. Okay.
And from your current position, that's not what I meant to do. From your current position, it's probably going to have good cover if you do anything that has an attack roll.
No, I'd rather like it to take a make a dex save, please.
Okay.
Fireball.
Go ahead and roll a d200 while you're at it.
All right, you're gonna have to tell me how to do that one more time. Roll space, or is it roll slash?
It's slash R. Space.
Slash
R/1d200.
D2.
There you go. Nope, I rolled it for you.
I can roll my own, thank you.
No, you can't.
I can, once you remind me how to do it.
Okay.
Also, I'm pretty sure the instruction is right there at the beginning of our session.
Hang on a second, I have to go find a token. Because as you cast the spell, fireball goes off. The griffin does fail its save.
26 damage.
Okay. The light from the fire lights you up for a moment. And the rest of you can also see that the shadow cast from that fireball makes Kellen's shadow stand out really harshly for a moment. And then the shadow just sort of steps away from him and appears to be its own thing now.
That's a really big shadow. Put your shadow for a back really on. Little man.
Oh wow, that was really big for a second there.
Yeah. And I guess I'll roll initiative for it now.
Why do you automatically assume that the shadow wants to hurt me?
Well, a shadow's alignment is chaotic evil, so that's something.
Because it's your shadow.
Yeah, it knows what a dick you are.
Oh shit, I forgot about that. That was the other thing I should have looked.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to do on your turn, though?
No, I've moved my 25 feet, and I've cast my spell.
Okay. In which case, Rook, you are up.
I will advance 30 to there. Oh, okay. I can see a griffin now, which I could not before.
You can see. Oh, and also, for the listeners, the floor in this whole place is nicely carved like stone tile. The center of the room, in like a 20-30 foot radius, all of that stone tile is badly cracked, as if it has been like smashed with a giant hammer.
Okay. I'm gonna use my heavy crossbow to shoot the griffin that I can see.
Okay. The baby one over here in the nest?
That one.
Okay.
The only thing I've got range to do. I keep wanting to do R backslash like subreddit.
Oh, yeah.
And I did it because I was saying that. 17 to hit.
17 will hit. The griffin does not appear to be wearing armor.
And 7 damage.
Okay.
And because I'm attacking, I think it changed. I gotta get a second attack. So we'll just shoot again. 26 to hit this time.
Yep.
And 10 damage that time.
All right. So it shrieks out once again, now with 2 crossbow bolts sticking out of its torso. And do you have anything else you want to do?
That's my movement and my attacks. I'm done.
Okay, Nushka, on Pipsky.
Nushka is going to tell Pipsky to charge. Pipsky will take the dash action and charge right into the room.
All right, you stomp up right next to the large adult griffin there, the one that got fireballed.
Mm-hmm. I will... Okay, it's been a while. Can I recklessly attack if I am not raging?
Yeah, it just means that attacks against you have advantage.
Okay, cool. I will recklessly attack and take the -5.
For a great weapon master?
Yes.
Okay.
That is... Got too many tabs. It's an 18 to hit.
Okay. That will connect.
Okay. 22 points of damage.
Goo! All right.
Nice. You carve a bloody streak into its chest feathers.
I will mark it. And take my second attack.
All right.
Same roll. So... 25 points of damage.
Nice. This thing looks bloodied already.
Okay, there's one more thing that it's going to have to do, and I have changed pages. Give me just a second, I'm sorry.
No worries.
I think this is the first time I've actually had to use this. It needs to make a constitution save.
Okay. It rolls a 15.
The DC was 15, so it is not wounded.
Okay.
Actually, when I hit... You can wound the target. At the start of each wounded creature's turn, it takes 1d4 necrotic damage for each time you've wounded it, and it can then make a DC 15 constitution save. I've got that wrong. So I marked it, and I wounded it.
Okay. I'll save that for its turn then, because it's next.
Oh, then it's going to take 1d4 points of necrotic damage, and then on its turn. Save sure. goes in. So 3 points of necrotic damage.
Okay. Necrotic!
And it can't heal.
At all? or just those 3 points? Or
Hit points lost to this weapon's damage can be regained only through a short or long rest, rather than by regeneration, magic, or any other means.
Okay, so it could get back the health that it lost to the fireball.
Yes.
Not that there's exactly a griffin cleric running around here, so... Writes down ideas for griffin cleric. Okay, on the griffin's turn, it is going to screech in pain, and then the screech is particularly loud and painful, and you're the only one close enough, Nushka, so go ahead and make a constitution save.
22.
Okay. You resist the painful effects of the screech. However, it lunges in regardless with its beak and its claws and its talons and tries to rake you with all of them. So, first off, there's a 13 to hit, so that's not going to do much. So its beak just scrapes against your armor. Next is a 22 to hit.
22 will hit.
Okay, that would be 17 points of slashing damage, followed by a 14 to hit, which I believe also does nothing.
Does not.
Okay, so there's a bunch of, like, grating on your armor as it tries to get through, but fails. And then a moment later, it is Alec's turn. Still out on the ledge.
Yeah. So if I move into here and I see a shadowy figure, do I understand that that is probably not a nice shadow?
It's a valid question.
Well, it has detached from Kellen entirely.
Kellen refuses to explain his spells to us, so we could assume that is what something he did.
For all I know, it's true. Something that I wanted to happen.
Actually, Alec, go ahead and make a religion check.
Knowing it's an evil creature probably won't help.
Mm. 17.
Okay, yes, you are aware, particularly as a cleric, that that is a shadow and that it is an undead evil creature.
Okay. Then I will shoot a fireball.
At it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Rann as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancor's Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.